Support for KPLU comes from Carter Subaru, sponsor of KPLU's studio sessions and a steward of the environment by being on the road to carbon neutral. Carter Subaru has planted over 100,000 trees in the Mountains to Sound Greenway. Carter Subaru in Ballard, Shoreline, and CarterSubaru.com. Now presenting the Subaru Love Spring event.
How great is it to have Ann Hampton Callaway back in our studios? One of the very best singers in jazz for, gosh, a few decades now. She's a master of the Great American Songbook, highly in demand at jazz clubs, concert halls, on TV and film, and in the recording studio. Her latest album is From Sassy to Divine, the Sarah Vaughan Project, recorded live at Dizzy's Club at Lincoln Center. And today, she's here all by herself. Please welcome Ann Hampton Callaway.
Thank you so much. It's wonderful to be here on one of my favorite radio stations in the world. And I'm going to sing a song that was made famous by Sarah when I was a baby.
I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree. I feel like I'm clinging to a cloud. I can't understand. I get misty just holding your hand. And a thousand violins begin to play. Or it might be the sound of your hello. That music I hear. I get misty the moment you're near. You can say that you're leading me on, but it's just what I want you to do. Don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why. Would I wander through this wonderland alone, never knowing my right foot from my left, my hat from my glove? I'm too misty and too much in love. You can say just what I want you to do. Don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why I'm following you. Oh. Would I wander through this wonderland alone, never knowing my right foot from my left, my hat from my glove? I'm too misty and too much in love. Thank you. much in love. Look at me.
Ann Hampton Callaway live in the studios. Ann, it's great to have you back.
It's great to be back. I always have a great time in the studio with all of you. And Abe, you're looking handsome as a devil.
Well, thank you very much.
What are you doing later?
listening to Sarah Vaughan records, I'm
okay,
sure.
Good.
I think Sarah Vaughan is the greatest singer who ever lived. I just think she's the bee's knees. And I wonder if you can remember the first time that you remember hearing Sarah and just being really knocked out by her skills.
I was lucky enough to grow up in Chicago with a very musical family. My dad was a CBS WBBM radio journalist. My mom is a singer, a pianist, and a voice teacher. And they played Sarah Vaughan all the time. I mean, as a baby, I remember listening to these beautiful, gorgeous sounds. And I couldn't wait to grow up and have cocktails and live the life of this world that she created. I was an old soul, and I didn't really like the music of my contemporaries. I loved this music. This was the music that spoke to me. And so it was a marvelous soundtrack to my whole life. I've collected Sarah. I've been inspired by her. And when I was recording my CD to Ella with Love and my dad came to visit, he said, I'm surprised you didn't choose Sarah Vaughan to do this big record. Why didn't you do her? She's really more of the sound of your voice and the sensibility of your singing. But so those words haunted me, and I'm so glad I finally got to pay tribute to Sassy.
You do a pretty cool impression of Sarah Vaughan singing. Could we hear a little bit
of
that?
Oh, sure, yeah.
What makes
the same
so
song.
Okay, now as Bob Dylan.
Okay.
Kidding.
Well, I did record Sending the Clowns. This is his version of it. Isn't it rich? All right, that's enough. Okay.
You, I missed my chance to see Sarah Vaughan live. You got to see her, and I wonder what that experience was like to get to see her live.
Well, I saw her twice. I saw her at Ravinia, which was outside of Chicago in a large venue. But the most memorable time I saw her was at the Blue Note. And I was there on a Saturday night. For some reason, I didn't have a gig that night. I got close to the front row seats at the Blue Note. And I was electrified by her performance. I'd heard her records, but there was something about her performance that had so much power. It was as if she wanted us to learn everything she'd ever felt about life and everything she'd ever learned. And when I was doing research for my CD, I found out that Sarah Vaughan had just found out that week that she was terminally stricken with lung cancer. And that would be to her last performance. That engagement was the last performance of her life.
Wow.
And so when she sang Sending the Clowns, there was such a sorrow, a depth of sorrow. And I thought, what? You know, and then when I remembered that, I chose to record Sending the Clowns, one of her great signature songs, which I can't play, unfortunately, on the piano. You'd have to hear it live tonight. I turned it from major to minor, and it sort of has a little hint of Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata, because I wanted to express what was it like singing those songs when you knew you were about to die. And that was a profound experience for
wow,
me.
Wow, that's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Now, I've seen videotape and film of Sarah singing, and she stands sometimes, of the tape I've seen, almost like a statue, like a horn player.
Yes.
And her voice opens, and this incredible voice comes out.
Right.
Maybe there's a little bit of arm swinging, but there wasn't a lot of, you know, running around the stage for Sarah
Vaughan. No, she
Vaughan.
Wasn't doing a Lady Gaga type of performance. She never wore a meat dress or anything like that. I mean, you know. No, she let the music tell the story. She didn't need to do any of that. I mean, with a voice like that and a musicality like that and an understanding of the lyrics like she possessed, the less the better. I mean, let the singing tell the story. And she was a master.
There have been Sarah Vaughan tribute records before, some good ones.
Yes.
Diane Reeves has done a really good one. There's a Carmen McRae one that's pretty fantastic.
And that actually, 10 years, each 10 years, third one in a 10-year, So I was reluctant to do that because there have been such beautiful tributes. But, I think the art of doing any kind of music is to put your own stamp on it. And I have such strong feelings about her music and about how she influenced me and about the songs that she recorded. So I had an amazing, inspiring time trying to put fresh stamps on all these great songs.
It's a live album, Sassy to Divine, the Sarah Vaughan Project, at Dizzy's Club at the Lincoln Center in New York City.
Yeah.
Just a couple weeks ago, we had bassist Christian McBride's trio here. And Christian he's got a new live record coming out with his band. And I asked him if there were any special considerations doing a live record. And he says, no, you just go out and do what you're going to do, and they're going to capture it. Is that the same for doing a vocal album?
Well, since this was the first time we were performing any of these songs live, any of these arrangements, brand new show, nothing, no preparation, no, tryout anywhere. It was a little unnerving. Friday night was a very big night in the recording thing. My mother, I got to work at Dizzy's, and Roland, who runs the room, said, "Ann, I've got good news and bad news." I said, "What do you want to hear first?" "Your mother's been hit by a bus." And I said, "Are you kidding me? Well, how could there be any good news? She's still alive." So the record that you hear is basically me trying to send my mother blessings through music across the city.
Wow.
She's still with us today, and it's a miracle she was alive. But it was extreme. It really threw me. So I thought the only way I can ground myself is to turn this into a blessing for her. And she sang Misty when I was a little girl to piano and loved Sarah Vaughan. So this was she did see my opening night. And but it was really exciting, though, because I really thrive on you guys. I thrive on the energy of an audience. When you're in the studio, you think, this is forever. I want it to be perfect. And you start getting self-conscious, and that doesn't really bring out the best in a singer. When you see these wonderful people you want to connect with, and you're right there with the musicians, they're not hidden in some booth, you feel this electrifying energy. Oh, pardon me.
There it is.
See? And I also had Kurt Elling there at one of the sessions, Marilyn May, Christine Ebersole, Betty Buckley. A lot of people I really admire were there to be part of the merriment. And the final night, which we didn't put on the CD, I had about 10 singers get up on the stage. And we did a big improv, and it was a diva fest. It was so much fun. So you never know, that might happen at Jazz Alley this week if enough people show up.
Yeah. Get on down there. The new record, Sassy to Divine, the Sarah Vaughan Project. What would you like to sing for us next, Dan?
Well, Sarah loved Duke Ellington, and he's one of my favorite composers. And she said, if trouble were sitting right on my shoulder and I'm singing, I wouldn't even notice it. So we're going to let Duke take our troubles away right now with a mellow tone. Feeling fancy free, but I'm not alone. I've got KPLU company. Everything's all right. The livelong day and night with this mellow song. I can't go wrong in a mellow. Feeling fancy free. I just screwed up the lyrics. Whoa, to little me. It's because Abe's here and he brings me such cheer. Electrifying energy in a mellow tone. That's what jazz singers do when they screw up the lyrics. They just make some new ones up but try to rhyme as much as possible. So ooba 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 dip bip 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 or we sing scat. Shala booba booba wim be oh. Do 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 do
but I'm not alone. I've got company. Everything's okay. The live long day. 'Cause with this mellow song, how could I possibly go wrong? In a mellow tone, that's the way to live. 'Cause if you moop and you groan, and you moop and you groan, you know that something's got to give. Just go your way and laugh and play. There's joy on tune in a mellow tone. Yeah.
Thank you.
Ann Hampton Callaway live in the studio.
Very
here at KPLU.
Live.
She's at Jazz
it's
Alley
a little
tonight
early,
and tomorrow.
You know, it's just a half hour after Diva O'Clock. I just want you all to know. So,
Ann Hampton Callaway doing a little off-the-cuff improvisation there. I was doing a little research for this and came upon a quote that you were quoting from a French author.
André Gide.
Yes, art is the collaboration between God and the artist, and the less the artist does, the better.
Yes.
Do you think that came into play there with that last song?
Definitely. It's like, do with me what you will. No, it's true. You know, it's a very interesting thing how you have to give up, you have to surrender to the inspiration. And sometimes when you're in the moment, there's so much going on in that moment, if you're really in it, that it sort of distracts you from the written perfect things. And it sort of creates delight and surprise. And I think that one of the things I enjoy about being a performer is that I'm just as surprised at you as what happens.
I wonder if you're so attached to the Great American Songbook, and I wonder if there's any modern music, especially modern singers, that appeal to you that you get getting excited about.
Well, you know, I always like to discover singers of all kinds of music, and I think Sarah Bareilles is one of the better pop singers, and I like Adele. But in terms of jazz singers, there's so many wonderful friends I have who I admire so much. I'm excited to be doing the jazz cruise next year in 2016. We're going to be on with Diane Reeves and Dee Dee Bridgewater. I'm not sure if Karin Allison is there. Kurt Elling is one of my favorite jazz singers. And there's a lot of new people that I'm trying to discover. I'm putting together a radio show for NPR, and I want to have the best singers. And I want some of the legends to introduce who they think are the new and up-and-coming great artists. So I think hopefully that will be a chance for me to get to know even people I've never heard of before.
You mentioned the NPR show that you're working on.
Yes,
that sounds very exciting. You've also done a couple of TV specials recently.
That's right. And as a matter of fact, this radio series is based on that premise. The TV pilots were called Singer Spotlight. And my first guest was Liza Minnelli. I'm sorry, I just dropped a name.
Pick that up.
And then I had Christine Ebersole, a two-time Tony winner, and it was a marvelous show. We had a live audience, and I interviewed them, and they sang. We sang together, and then I did an improv portrait of each artist. And it's a fascinating thing to see how so many people don't know what singing is really about. A lot of the kids growing up who want to be singers are interested in being famous, and they don't really understand how much wonderful, exciting work there is to develop your craft and art as an artist. And so this is a chance, and what you do here on the station, it's a chance to be exposed and inspired by people who are you know, giving us their heart and soul in such a beautiful music. So to me, our country's great legacy is jazz. And I just read an article today that said that jazz is the least popular genre in the country. And we have to change that. And part of that is, we were talking about this before the show, widening our definition of jazz to be all the different genres that crossbreed with jazz. I am not a pure jazz singer. I sing traditional pop. I sing all kinds of music. I sing Broadway. And I like to say that my favorite color is the rainbow. But I will always feel that jazz is a primary color in my heart, because the improvisational element, the swing, the incredibly beautiful, rich harmonies, that's such a part of who I am. And no matter what kind of music, I always bring that to my work.
Ann Hampton Callaway is live in our studios. One more question, Ann. We've got a little unfinished business.
Oh, yes.
Last time you were here, it was almost 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
You gave me a little bit of a hard time. been dating my girlfriend
really?
For 10 years.
Oh, yes.
And
did you get married? Or
You were singing a song about how I needed to get some courage and get down on my knee and propose.
Right.
I, in fact, did propose.
Yeah, what did she say?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, you hesitated. I
yes,
was worried.
Yes.
Yay, congratulations.
Yes, yes. I'm getting married in May. And
oh, that's wonderful.
I understand you also just got married?
I got married on November 7th last year.
Congratulations to you.
Congratulations
to you.
Thank you. I wish you could all see my ring, everyone. It's really pretty.
Holding it in front of the microphone for you. Well, my fiancé and I, one of our first little tête-à-têtes when we were wooing each other was to trade Sarah Vaughan tapes. So we're huge fans of
goodness.
Sarah Vaughan, the
How
both
perfect.
Of us.
That's
so I would love to hear one more song, and I'll send this one out to my fiancé, Julia.
Well, Sarah Vaughan, oh, and congratulations, Julia.
Thank
I'm
you.
So happy you have such good taste in men. If you hadn't done it, I might have.
Sorry, ladies.
Sarah Vaughan was a huge lover of George Gershwin, and I think this is one of the most beautiful love songs she ever recorded. There's a saying old says that love is blind. Still, we're often told, seek and ye shall find. So I'm going to seek a certain lad I've had in mind. Looking everywhere, haven't found him yet. He's the big affair I cannot forget. Only man I ever think of with regret. I'd like to add his initial to my monogram. The shepherd for this lost lamb. There's a somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that he turns out to be someone to watch over me. I'm a little lamb who's lost in the wood. I know I could always be good. As handsome, to my heart, he carries the key. Won't you tell him, please, to put on some speed? Follow. Someone. Okay.
Thank you, Ann Hampton Galloway.
You're welcome. Congratulations to you both. Yes.
That was beautiful. Julia, that was for you.
Yes.
Thank you so much for being here today. This is just wonderful.
My great pleasure.